The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 33 of Spur of the Moment.
Yeah, coming straight from the Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas. We have a lot to cover, so let's get into it. The Spurs lost 133-129 to the Miami Heat. However, not all was bad. It was a highly competitive game, and I thought, without DeJounte Murray, Keldon Johnson, Jakob Poeltl, I thought the Spurs really played well. They shot well. They competed well as a team. Drew, what were your thoughts about that game?
Yeah, we played well without our three leaders. We played great. We had young guys step up like Trey Jones. We just played phenomenal through all four quarters, but we just came up a little short to the best team in the East. I picked the Spurs to win, but I did not know DeJounte, Keldon, and Jakob were out, so there you go.
All right. And one thing about that game is, for those of you that pay attention to betting spreads, the day started, and I think the Miami Heat were 8.5-point favorites, and as the injuries came out, it turned into a 13.5-point spread. So Miami was supposed to win by over 13 points, and the Spurs to compete with that roster and missing three of your big guns, I thought was a moral victory. And sometimes in a rebuild, you have to keep that in mind that, hey, we didn't win, but a lot of good things came out of this one. So I thought a lot of guys played well. And let's get to the segment of our show called the Top Two, Bottom Two. Drew, let's go with your top two.
Yeah, my first top two, I've got Kata Bates, Diop. He was really good last night. He was definitely the best player for us. Kata Bates Diop scored 22 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists on insane efficiency. He shot 9 of 10 from the field and 3 of 3 from the three-point line in 34 minutes. Just a great all-around game from Kata Bates Diop. My second top two, I've got Trey Jones. He had some accomplishments. He had his career-high points with 19, and he had his first double-double. He had 11 assists and 6 rebounds, shooting 9 of 13 from the field in 36 minutes. I think that was Trey Jones' best game of his career, and he's going to get even better.
Yeah, for sure. Trey Jones and Kata Bates Diop, wow. When he has a good one, he really has a good one. That reminded me of the Lakers game earlier this season where he really went off. But it's great to see those guys pick up some slack from some missing starters. All right, so my top two were both guys that had 22 points. Number one for me was Mr. Lonnie Walker off the bench. 4 of 6 from three-point land. He had 22 points. 8 of 14 shooting overall. And I got to tell you, Lonnie Walker has really been on a solid tear lately for us off the bench. And I like to see that from him because he's a great spark plug for the Spurs. And then my other one for my top two was Mr. Devin Vassell. He had 22 points and was 3 of 6 shooting. And he went from my bottom two in the previous episode to the top two in this episode. I was really proud of him. Devin Vassell does a lot of good competitive things for the Spurs, and he's only getting better. So he'll be a lot of fun to watch for a long time. All right, so we're going to split the bottom two. Drew's going to take one, and I'm going to take one. Drew, who was your guy off the bottom two?
For my bottom two, I've got Doug McDermott. He struggled. He scored 4 points. He shot 2 of 6 from the field and 0 of 2 from the three-point line. The reason why I have him here, because I wish he could have done a little bit more with those three guys out, because that definitely would have helped out a lot. But he'll be back, and he'll be back.
Yeah, I agree. And so mine, I had Mr. Zach Collins. He got the start in this game. He only had 5 points. But the thing that made him the bottom two for me was 5 turnovers. And he's had a couple big turnovers game, and we just can't have that from post down low or swing man, depending on how he's playing it from the forward position. But, yeah, the 5 turnovers isn't acceptable. Again, he's coming off a really long layoff, so we'll cut him some slack. But he'll be there for us. Just 5 turnovers, made it on the bottom 2. All right, so let's move on to the segment of our show called The Question of the Day. Remember, you can always email us at spurspodcast99@gmail.com or text your questions to 512-540-1626. Tonight's question comes from Eileen in Wortham, Texas. Eileen's question is, why did DeJounte, Keldon, and Jakob Poeltl not play tonight? Drew, do you want to take this one first?
Well, that's a great question. They were listed as having injuries, but I really just think that Pop was giving them rest after a double overtime thriller, and they played a lot of minutes. So I think Pop was just giving them a day to rest and be back for tomorrow's game against the Grizzlies.
Yeah, for sure. The injuries were listed as DeJounte Murray with a knee, Keldon Johnson with a back, and Jakob Poeltl with a back. But I think Drew is spot on with his analysis of that. I think Pop's resting them, and I think they're going to be fresh and ready to go for the Memphis Grizzlies on Monday night. So thank you for your question, Eileen, and we always welcome the audience's question on our show. All right, so this episode, I have This Day in Spurs History. This Day in Spurs History was 2 years ago, February 26th, 2020. The Spurs lost 109-103 to the Dallas Mavericks. The crazy thing about this game was the Spurs had 7 players in double figures. They were led by LaMarcus Aldridge with 24 points, Rudy Gay with 17, and Marco Bellinelli with 16. So they had 7 guys in double figures, but just came up a little bit short to the Dallas Mavericks. That dropped the Spurs record at that time to 24 wins, 33 losses, and improved the Mavericks record to 36 wins, 23 losses. So, you know, you could kind of see the team making in the beginning of, well, people are going, well, we don't have LaMarcus or DeMar anymore. Well, guess what? Your record's very similar to that year with those guys. So it was nice, or Rudy Gay, you know, it was nice to get a haul in for some of those guys and build for the future when we're doing almost the same with a lot younger roster. So that was This Day in Spurs History just 2 seasons ago for your San Antonio Spurs. All right, we're going to move on to the part where we preview the upcoming game. The upcoming game for the Spurs, they travel to Memphis to play the Grizzlies at 7 p.m. on Monday night. So, Drew, what can you tell us about the Memphis Grizzlies, who are really good this year?
Yeah, the Memphis Grizzlies have the 3rd best record in the NBA, and they are coming off of a 116-110 win against the Bulls. Ja Morant had his career high 46, which is amazing. And they have a couple other great players that are producing very well for them, too. They have Desmond Bane, who's great. Steven Adams. My stats aren't loading up, guys. They have Steven Adams and Dylan Brooks. They have a great roster, and I think they're good.
Okay. Thank you for that. And, yeah, Ja Morant was coming off of a 46-point game in his last outing. And if you haven't watched Ja Morant play, it's hard because he'll be against the Spurs, but that guy is really talented. So the Memphis Grizzlies are definitely going to pose a tough contender. Drew, who's your player to go off, and what's your prediction on the final score?
Yeah, my player to go off, I've got Jakob Poeltl returning after missing last game. I think Jakob Poeltl will dominate. Actually, not dominate, but I think he'll do great, and he'll be my player to go off. And my prediction for this game is I've got the Grizzlies winning by 5 points. I think the Grizzlies are just a little too much with Ja Morant, Steven Adams, Desmond Bane. I think they're a little too much, and I think we're going to fall by 5.
Okay. And, you know, so Drew and I, we met about almost everything pre-show on this, but I think it's pretty interesting as I'm looking over my notes for this one. My player to go off is another guy that was out, in quotation marks, with the previous game. That's Mr. Keldon Johnson. I think he's going to have a good one for us. And I actually also have the Spurs losing by 5. So I hope we're wrong, and I hope they rise up and a rested team beats the Memphis Grizzlies. But, man, the Grizzlies are playing really well this year, and they're a tough opponent. But both Drew and I have them dropping to the Grizzlies by 5. The Vegas line has Memphis winning by 8.5. So, you know, this would be great for the Spurs to get an upset, but, you know, it's going to be a tough task ahead for the San Antonio Spurs. So thanks for joining us this episode of the Spur of the Moment podcast. We'll be sure to join you immediately following the Memphis Grizzlies game on Monday night at 7 o'clock, and we'll have another episode for you then. Drew, take us home, please, sir.
Yes, thank you, everybody, and as always, go Spurs, go!